Hey everyone, welcome to Music and Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick. By day, I'm a historian, and by night, I'm a music lover and a musician myself. This show is my attempt to bring these two worlds together, to use music to open up a window into the past. Typically, what we do is we pick an album and we listen to it and explore its historical context. But we do other things as well, like this, something I call a musical historical road trip, where we take a theme and we trace it through time, compiling a most excellent playlist along the way. And that's what we're going to be doing today, using Record Store Day as our theme. Yes, just this past weekend, on Saturday, April 22nd, the third Saturday in April, the world celebrated its 16th Record Store Day, a day designed to highlight independent record stores, where artists produce special releases, rarities, box sets, while record stores hold special events, sometimes host artist performances, and loads more. I celebrated by going down to my local Spike's Record Rack in Main Street, Catskill. And what did I buy? Well, you'll have to wait a bit to find that out. First, we're going to take a little trip back in time through record store days of years past, and we're going to highlight some of my favorite releases from record store days through the years. And our trip starts in the year 2008. Record Store Day was founded the year prior to that by a coalition of independent record store owners, Eric Levin, Michael Kurtz, Carrie Colleton, Amy Dorfman, Brian Painter, and Don Van Cleve. Over the next 15 years, this thing has grown into something huge. Some people credit it with throwing independent music retail a lifeline, but what it has definitely done has boosted the revival of record collecting and record listening culture that's still really vibrant today. And perhaps nothing has been so important to RSD's success as the way that the musicians themselves have embraced it. Each year, dozens and dozens of bands and record labels scour their catalogs looking for rare material, unreleased live recordings, demos, etc., and package them for a special release on that third Saturday in April. And it all started in 2008, right in the midst of the global financial crisis, when retail stores could definitely have used the help. There were 10 special releases that year, including this one from REM. This is Supernatural, Super Serious.
Everybody here comes from somewhere that they would just as soon forget in disguise. At the summer camp where you volunteer, no one saw your face, no one saw your fear. If that apparition had just appeared, took you up and away from the space and sheer humiliation. Teenage station. Nobody cares, no one remembers, and nobody cares. Hey, you cried and you cried. He's alive, he's alive. Yourself with no regrets.
this is how it works. It feels a little worse than when we drove our hearse right through that screaming crowd while laughing up a storm until we were just bone. Until it got so warm that none of us could sleep, and all the styrofoam began to melt away. We tried to find some worms to aid in the decay, but none of them were home inside the catacomb. A million ancient bees began to sting our knees while we were on. It's a pretty song. We listened to it twice, 'cause the DJ was asleep. Bum, ba, bum, ba, bum. This is how it works. You're young until you're not. You love until you don't. You try until you can't. Inside yourself, you take the things you like, then try to love the things you took, and then you take that love you made and stick it into someone else's heart, pumping someone else's blood and walking arm in arm. You hope it don't get harmed, but even if it does, you just do it all again. And on the radio, you'll hear November rain. That solo's awful long, but it's a good refrain. You'll listen to it twice, 'cause the DJ is asleep. On the radio, on the radio, on the radio, uh-oh. On the radio, uh-oh. On the radio, uh-oh. On the radio.
True love casts down all evil. right now. Please do not die. Living the good life with God, you abide. True love casts out all evil. Pure love casts out all evil.
That was Acreville River and Austin psych legend Roki Erickson with the title track from their collaboration True Love Cast Out All Evil, released on Record Store Day 2010. Before that was On the Radio by Regina Spektor from the special vinyl release of Begin to Hope in 2009, and kicking that off, REM Supernatural Super Serious from the first Record Store Day on 2008. As you can probably tell on This Music in Time, we're taking a little musical historical road trip through Record Store Day's past in honor of Record Store Day 2023 last weekend. Now, each year, buyers like me anxiously await the release of quote-unquote The List, which is released months ahead of time with an indication of which bands, which record labels are coming out with new stuff and what it is, so that people can decide how early to plant themselves on the sidewalk outside of their local shop before it opens. We pick our story back up in 2011. Do you remember where you were in April 2011? Now, personally, I told you I'm a historian, so my mind was fixed upon the revolutions that were happening at that time as part of the Arab Spring over in the Middle East and North Africa. So I'm going to kick this next block off with a few appropriate selections from Record Store Day 2011, British Sea Power's Who's in Control, followed by Garbage's Blood for Poppies from 2012's Record Store Day release, and then it's Black Milk's 2013, Why Worry?
Yeah. Black American music returned to the place from which it had come.
And the story of Record Store Day on this episode of Music in Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick. Now, a criticism emerged of Record Store Day around 2013, 2014. It was that major labels were hijacking Record Store Day, making it harder for indie labels to market their stuff and in some cases get records pressed and distributed. And you do start to see the list ballooning around this time to something like 600 titles each year, which is pretty wild. But for the consumer, it's an embarrassment of riches. You have new and up-and-coming acts, obscurities, and of course, special releases that keep otherwise forgotten artists in the public's ear. So we'll continue our historical road trip here with two personal faves of mine from around that time. In 2014, the title track from God's Dream by Ringo Deathstar, a shoegaze band from Austin, Texas that simply rules, followed by British folk singer John Martin's Cocaine, originally released on 1967's London Conversation, which came in for a special re-release on Record Store Day, April 2015.
We'll be right back. hear the story about Cocaine Lil. She had a cocaine house on Cocaine Hill. She had a cocaine dog and a cocaine cat. She even had a cocaine rat, and it's all around my brain. Been walking around 10th Street and Main. I've been looking for a girlie to give me cocaine. Cocaine sure running around my brain. Been strolling around 10th Street and Main. Been looking for someone to give me cocaine. Cocaine sure running round my brain. The Cocaine Lil and Morphine Sue, they've been strolling down the avenue two by two. Says Lil to Sue, it's gonna do no harm. We both have a little old shot in the arm, and it's all round my vein. Doctor tell me again and again, he said cocaine's for horses, ain't for men. Cocaine sure running round my brain. You know the doctor tell me again and again, he said cocaine kill you son, it won't say when. Cocaine sure running round my brain. There's a story about Cocaine Lil. She had a cocaine house on Cocaine Hill. She had a cocaine dog and a cocaine cat. She even had a cocaine rat, and it's all around my brain. Yonder's baby, she dressed in white. I said, hey, now mama gonna stay all night. A cocaine sure running round my brain. Now there runs my baby, she's all dressed in black. You said you know it didn't mean it, won't you please come back? And cocaine sure running round my brain. Hey baby, please come quick, this old cocaine's making me sick. And cocaine sure running round my brain.
Welcome back to Music in Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick. Thanks for joining me on this musical historical road trip today through record store days of years past. I'm playing some of my favorite selections from the list of record store day releases from each year. We're going to go ahead and skip over 2016. It's part of my experiment to see if ignoring that year and its political events can make it disappear from memory. And instead, we're going to play a few resistance themed songs from record store releases in the ensuing years. The first of which is the Felice Brothers with Take This Hammer, a track off their 2017 record store day release of Live at the Arizona.
This song's for our daddy.
Congratulations! I don't want no. To the captain, take my goddamn hammer and carry it to the captain. Take this hammer and carry it to the captain. Tell him I'm gone. Tell him I'm gone. I don't want no cornbread and molasses. I don't want no goddamn.
Three, four.
That was Crisis Dub by reggae great Lee Scratch Perry, re-released as part of Record Store Day 2019. And before that, rounding out our selection of resistance music from the Record Store Days of the Trump era, that was the re-release of the Mekons' Never Been in a Riot from 2018. And now we've arrived at the great fracture in all of our lives, the pandemic. 2020, of course, Record Store Day was supposed to happen in April of 2020, kind of at the height of the initial surge here in the United States, in a time when it was not safe for people to be congregating in record stores. So like a lot of other institutions, Record Store Day had to adapt. After initially postponing it, they ended up spreading Record Store Day over three separate release days, August, September, and October, both to keep people safe, but also to maximize the opportunities for record stores to participate in ways that were helpful to them and for artists to get the exposure they wanted. Now, there's a lot of great music that comes out that year. And each year, Record Store Day has an ambassador, a musical artist who leads the charge, does publicity, special events. That year, it was Brandi Carlile, singer-songwriter who paid homage to her Seattle roots on a special release called The Rooster Says, with this really appropriate and timely cover of Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun.
Till you all just disappear. Talking to Chuck in his Genghis Khan suit and his wizard's hat. He spoke of his movie and how he was making a new soundtrack. Oh, then we spoke of kids on the coast and different types of organic soap and various ways to tie rope. And we spoke of Lorraine. Oh, oh, it's back to Lorraine. I was speaking to Phil, who is given to pills and small racing cars. He'd given them up since his last crack up had carried him too far. Then we spoke of movies and verse, and the way an actress holds her purse, and the way life at times could get worse. Then we spoke of Lorraine. Always back to Lorraine. She's a wild child, and nobody can get at her. She's a wild child, oh, and nobody can get to her. Sleeping out on the streets, whoa, whoa, living all alone, without a house or a home. And then she asks you, please, hey babe, can I have some spare change? Can I break your heart? She's a wild child. She's a wild child. I was talking to Betty about her auditions and how they made her ill. The life of the theater is certainly fraught with many spills and chills. But she calmed down after some wine. which is what happens most of the time. Then we sat and both spoke in rhyme. Then we talked of Lorraine, always back to Lorraine. I was talking to Ed, he'd been reported dead by mutual friends. He thought it was funny that I had no money to spend on him. So we both shared a piece of sweet cheese and sang of our lives and our dreams and how things can come apart at the seams. And we talked of Lorraine, always back to Lorraine. She's a wild child.
That was Who Else But Lou Reed with an acoustic version of Wild Child from I'm So Free, the 1971 RCA Demos, which was released on Record Store Day on vinyl in 2022. And now we've arrived in the present day, 2023, and I'm finally ready to reveal to you my prized RSD selection from this year. That's right, I came back from Spike's Record Rack with a special limited release version of the Ramones' Pleasant Dreams, the New York mixes, a special limited release of rough cuts of the tracks from that album mixed by producer Graham Goldman. And you know what? It's so unbelievably fresh that I don't even have a digital version of it to play you, so instead I'm going to send you off with a version you know. Here's The KKK Took My Baby Away.
She never got there.
thank you for joining me on this musical historical road trip through record store days of years past. I've had a blast playing some of my favorite selections from that special day starting in 2008 all the way to the present. I hope you've enjoyed it as well. And we put together a pretty rad playlist if you ask me along the way. This has been Music in Time. I'm your host, Evan McCormick. Join me on the fourth Wednesday of next month. I'll be back with another episode that uses music as a way to understand, explore, even travel to the past. I hope you'll join me.